So I've been doing a lot of thinking about empowering kids, developing their efficacy, and wondering about how often we intervene too soon. And I got to thinking about this last week. I was coming back from a run. I've been more consistently working out over the past month since school ended, and before that I was very sporadic, and so getting back to a good routine has been kind of tough for me. So I was coming back from a run and finally decided to tackle a hill. And I was looking at it thinking, well, I could just walk up it and then continue running after I get to the top. But this time I thought, you know what? This is exactly the same thing as when kids are about to take on a challenge. Sometimes we give them some help or scaffolding and we say, here, let me make the hill a little bit flatter for you. And we kind of rescue them instead of saying, you know what, that is a really, really steep hill. How do you think you're going to be able to take on that challenge? And then stepping back and seeing what they do with it, because I just kind of have the feeling that, well, I just know for myself, I should put it that way, that I tend to bail kids out, bail people out when they encounter challenges. It's just kind of my nature, and I've learned, and I'm learning to take some time, stop, and see what they do with it. Because if we want kids to believe that they can take on challenges, they have to have the experience of taking them on and succeeding. So, back to the hill, I was looking at it and I thought, you know what? I am going to run up that hill, and if I need to stop at the top, that's what I'll do. So I ran up the hill and I looked down the way and saw a sign, a parking sign. And I said, if I make it to that sign running, then I'll stop and I can walk the rest of the way. And believe it or not, I got to that sign and I didn't want to stop running because I had gotten the momentum and I had gone through the challenge. And I thought, if I can run up that hill and keep running, there's no reason for me to stop right now. So what are we doing in classrooms to be there at the top, cheering them on, instead of being there at the bottom, either making the challenge easier or giving them a push when they really didn't need it? I think that with technology, we have both the ability to make things easier for ourselves in a lot of ways, and also the opportunities to differentiate and really push kids to think critically. So, what do you think about that? How do you step back and give kids the time to develop those experiences that will build their efficacy? I'd love to hear what you have to say.